The subject of lawmakers becoming power brokers is on the mind of our senior news analyst today. Here's Daniel Schur.
You may recall that the Senate, in a burst of ethical rectitude, voted to extend from 1 to 2 years the cooling-off period for a member who becomes a lobbyist. The new rule goes into effect on January 1st. And so, when Mississippi's Republican Senator Trent Lott announced on November 26th that he was resigning from the Senate, it was widely believed that he wanted to get under the lobbying wire. Lott insisted he had not made up his mind about his future plans. Comes along now the Capitol newspaper, The Hill, with the fascinating revelation that 6 weeks before Lott's retirement announcement, that is on October 16th, the domain name Bro Lott was registered as a website. Louisiana Democrat John Bro retired from the Senate 2 years ago and has since become a lobbyist for some big firms. Bro and Lott are of different parties, but they're long-standing friends. So are their lobbyist sons, John Bro Jr. and Chet Lott. And so one can envision a powerhouse K Street lobbying firm of fathers and sons. But Senator Lott disclaims any responsibility for the domain name, which suggests a lobbying partnership in the making. Lott's son, Chet, said he was the one who registered the domain name, and Chet Lott insists that his father didn't know anything about it. Bro told the New Orleans Times-Picayune, "I would love to have Lott come on board." Bro Lott would be an unusual bipartisan powerhouse lobby. So, why don't they announce it? Well, one reason may be that if Lott is actively engaged in making arrangements to become a lobbyist, he should have informed the Senate Ethics Committee because of the possibility of a conflict of interest while he is still in the Senate. Meanwhile, Bro has let it be known that he's leaving the Patton Boggs lobbying firm to start a new company with his son. He hasn't said that Senator Lott and son will be part of that firm. All very cozy. But that website, Bro Lott, must mean something, and it suggests that somebody is being coy with the ethical rules. This is Daniel Schur.